We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Andrew Shore's in for Kathy Dawson. With me for the next 25-30 minutes, Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. And plenty of exciting things to talk about relating to the military and maybe the thing that's on everyone's mind right now. 15 days until Inauguration Day. We're about to turn over a new leaf, a new president, a new administration, and that means some different things for the military.
Yeah, I think so. You know, for me, you can look at the glass either half full or half empty. And for me, I'm very optimistic about the changes for the future, specifically on the military side. Some of the things that the president-elect has said, some of his cabinet officials who are working the transition team for the military have identified growth for the military. And for Kansas, I think that's some positive things.
Well, maybe looking at things at a local level, what do you think a Trump administration will mean for Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth?
Well, I'm hoping, and I can't say for sure, but I'm hoping that when we look at things like comments of 60,000 additional active component formations on the Army side, for example, that hopefully some of those formations and soldiers will be coming to the Central Flint Hills of Kansas to join Fort Riley and maybe Fort Leavenworth as well.
Well, and that's exciting because maybe when people think about an increase in military spending, they just think of things like more war, just because sometimes these smaller issues aren't touched on in the media, in the news, and maybe anything else. I know Pat Roberts said he was planning to speak with some of the new Trump administration about Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth. Have you had the chance to speak with anyone?
No, I mean, I've talked to several of my friends and offline, and we've had conversations. You know, playing what if is something that, you know, in the military we don't try to do. But what is important is to be prepared for when that happens. Now, understanding that we can talk about force structure increase and gaining equipment, but with that has to be a budget that supports that or it impacts readiness.
So the Trump administration is looking to increase the whole budget.
Well, that's the hard thing to do, is to figure out where you get the money in order to support more infrastructure and equipment.
So over the last 8 years, has the budget shrank for military spending? Has there been a significant decrease?
Well, I think sequestration, the downsizing, that was precipitated by a budget decrease. Yes, absolutely.
Well, and all that's very fascinating to think about. Maybe just moving on, anything in the state of Kansas that you're particularly looking at right now that will impact the military?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a number of things. First off, you know, down at McConnell Air Force Base, we procured for that particular unit down there that occupies McConnell, the KC-46s. The KC-46s replacing the 135s. That's a great thing. That's an increase in infrastructure. It's an increase in the number of airmen. And it's an increase or a decrease, but an increase in capability of the number of airframes. And that's on the active component side and the reserve component side. And then at Fort Riley, we're looking at trying to get an advise and assist brigade at Fort Riley, Kansas. Back when in 2009, they had what was called a first brigade there that primarily trained our training teams. And so it's the same type of concept that we did back in 2008, 2009, and preparing people to go to Afghanistan and Iraq to train those formations. And I think Fort Riley is ideally suited with the infrastructure and really the technology. So I think that's what we're going to try to do, is get an advise and assist brigade in there early.
Well, and here at Fort Riley, we recently had a deployment. Are there any more deployments on the horizon?
Well, you don't know. I mean, right now, there's a number of folks within Fort Riley that are deployed to a number of theaters, Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq. They could surely come up, but in the near future, there's not any that are identified right now.
Well, that'll maybe give time for everyone to sit back and look at what's going to happen, look at where troops will maybe be needed here in the near future, depending on what the administration wants.
Right. You know, right now, we have 180,000 troops in 140 different countries, so the op-tempo is still extremely high. And I'm sure Fort Riley, being one of the preeminent divisions in our Army, is always on the short list to go somewhere.
How has the transition been at Fort Riley here over the last few months with a new commanding general? Is it something that moves pretty seamlessly?
It is in our Army. I mean, you know, Joe Martin is an exceptional soldier. I had the privilege of serving with Joe when I was commanding the 1st Infantry Division. He was my brigade commander. And now to see him come back as a division commander, it does my heart good. And I tell you, he is a soldier's soldier. He understands how to lead, and he'll take care of those soldiers and their families.
Well, and of course, Fort Riley, Also, the opening of the new Irwin Army Hospital that's been years and years in the making. Just spoke with Senator Jerry Moran about that one, and he's as pleased as anyone to see that opening. And I know on post, I don't know if you specifically will have anything to do with it, but there's still an old building there to deal with that still needs to be paid for and demolished.
Sure, and I'm sure they're working that now. You know, John Lawrence, the garrison commander, has his rucksack full, but that's something that we got to take a look at. You know, the new hospital is incredible. And it's something that we ought to be proud of as citizens, because we actually provided that for our soldiers, their families, and our veterans.
Well, I know this new hospital can possibly, down the line, be used for veterans' health care, which would really be good for a lot of people in the area. With the health care overhaul possibly looming in Washington, D.C., what do you think is going to happen within the next 4 years with veterans' health care, the VA system in general?
Well, you know, one thing that our nation has done is it is really taking care of our veterans. And we're blessed to be a part of this great nation. And so what we need to do is make sure that we continue that. Our veterans are ones that have raised the right hand and swore to serve this nation. There are people that stand on point for this nation, and they deserve our very best. So what I'm hoping is that we continue to look after our veterans. We could always improve. There's a bunch of great folks in the Veterans Administration that are out there doing the right thing every day, and we got to support them as well. But I'm looking forward to seeing what the next administration does and some of the changes they do in order to streamline and correct some of the things that we have as problems in our Veterans Administration.
Well, maybe streamlining is a good word there, just because more often when you talk to veterans who are disgruntled with the current system, getting lost in the bureaucracy kind of seems like something that's common, especially when you speak with folks here in Kansas who've maybe had trouble getting the care they need or desire.
Well, I think, you know, it's true with everybody. Everybody wants to be seen expeditiously when you're sick. The same thing goes for veterans. I mean, long wait lines and things and unnecessary queues and lines are not good. So we got to try to figure out how we see people, we provide the appropriate care, as we would for every and every American expects to have done for them.
Well, and even as far as healthcare goes, veteran mental health care, just because I know here in Manhattan, here at Kansas State University, 2016 was not a good year as far as multiple veterans committing suicide, multiple soldiers taking their own lives. Is that something that you see being pushed here in 2017, have a push for better healthcare or a better system?
I see the leadership of not only the Department of Defense, but also in our Veterans Administration, always looking to try to reduce the numbers of suicides. That is something that everybody is rowing hard to try to get after. It is absolutely a sad portion when somebody takes their own life, and it's something that we ought to push hard to look after their mental health as well as their physical health.
Well, when you look at the quantifiable data, is there anything indicating why maybe 2016 was the year that it was here in the Fort Riley, Manhattan area?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's probably somebody more qualified to answer that question. You know, for me, I think the bottom line, everybody plays a role in making sure we look after our soldiers, their families, and making sure that we take care of them and their children. You know, their children in schools, been a lot of deployments, a lot of op tempo, a lot of things that have impacted. So I think that as we all start working together to try to get after this problem, it's something that we all need to strive and make sure we try to reduce those numbers.
Well, we're going to go ahead and head to a break here on In Focus. Of course, with me now is Governor's Military Council Executive Director Perry Wiggins. Cool. We'll be right back after this. By the way, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. All questions welcome. It's 945 here on K-Man.